Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday. We're here with Raghav Mohan from HD Insights, and you got something pretty cool to share with us.
That's true, Scott. So today we're announcing Apache Kafka on Azure HD Insight.
So that kind of rounds out the software as a service, a bunch of things that we have available in HD Insight. How many things does HD Insight comprise of?
Right. So HD Insight is Cloud, Hadoop, and Spark. But within that, there are a bunch of feature sets that we'll get into today. But yes, it does round out the whole streaming solution on HD Insight.
Don't we have a streaming solution in Azure?
Right. We have an Azure Event Hubs, which is a technology that is developed by Azure. Mm-hmm. And Kafka is sort of the open source offering that is used out in the field for that. What we're doing is we're taking the open source Kafka, mm-hmm. and there's a cost involved with installing, configuring, administering, and then managing and monitoring your own cluster. You even have to purchase the own hardware for that. Mm. In addition to this, there's a compliance cost that you have if you're running your production pipelines on your open source solutions. What we say is, we'll take all of the compliance and all of the monitoring, administering, hardware pain away from you. You just worry about using Kafka or Spark or Storm or HBase, whatever you have as Lego blocks to build out your architecture. And this compares with Azure Event Hubs, and we can drill into that a little bit on how this compares. But Azure Event Hubs is more of a multi-tenant service. Mm. So what that means is if you do a comparison of Kafka to Azure Event Hubs, it's not a full apples-to-apples comparison. Mm-hmm. That being said, they both solve the same purpose. And there are some limitations, for example, message size in Azure Event Hubs because of its multi-tenant nature is 256 KBs. Mm-hmm. Kafka is a very nice, simple, elegant model. It just scales out as you go, and you just add more and more disks, and you don't have to pay a performance penalty for that.
Mm-hmm. And if you're already using some of the other ones, Kafka is just like, oh, then now there's a checkbox. Now Azure has all of that, and I can move all of my workloads into Azure.
Correct, yeah. So now you can say that you don't even have to move a workload over. So what Kafka is an open source message ingestion service mm-hmm. that provides you real-time ingestion. So you just have your IoT or your...
Move them to a point to it, right?
Yeah,
you just go and say, I was pointing to my existing
yes.
Kafka, now I point to the one in the cloud.
Correct, yeah.
And then I can reuse that hardware for something else.
That's correct, yeah.
So the overhead for managing one of these is non-trivial. Like when you say setting one of these up, it's not the kind of thing you just go next, finish.
It actually is.
Really?
On HD Insight, it is.
Yeah.
From overhead, from your own either IaaS or off your own hardware perspective, mm-hmm. the overhead is tremendous. Mm-hmm. With HD Insight, with a few clicks and within minutes, you have a cluster that has the brokers up and running. You can log in, run some commands, mm-hmm. publish data to it, run Storm on it, and then the world is yours.
That's crazy. So you got some slides that give a kind of a sense of what it can do.
Right, yeah. So we can dig a little bit into the Apache Kafka architecture.
Mm-hmm.
So I like this diagram because it shows, it's a very simple simple model. You have producers that are pushing a lot of messages to a Kafka cluster, which has a lot of brokers in it.
And is the producer anything, an IoT object?
Producer can be an IoT object. It can be web sensor data. It can be, your clickstream analytics that are coming in. So it can be anything from financial stock tickers to, think of like a connected car or connected building scenario where you have sensors flowing in data.
So any stream of data,
my
Twitter.
Your Twitter, and we're talking about million events per
right.
second.
Okay, so
here.
All of Twitter.
All of Twitter, yeah, yeah. And they go through Kafka. Kafka is like the queuing service. Mm-hmm. And then the broker is the entity that manages the relationship between the consumer. And if you go a little bit more into it, this diagram shows all of the... all the features of Kafka, and producers will produce topics, produce data to an entity called a topic.
Mm-hmm.
The analogy we like to use is, let's say you're at home and you want some sort of cable subscription.
Okay.
So you say that, okay, I want the basic channels plus HBO. You call up Dish, you say, hey, here's the package I want.
Right.
That package would be considered as a topic, and then Dish would say that, okay, here's the package that Scott has.
Mm-hmm.
Let's publish some channels to it. And once they start publishing data to it, they're the producer. You're a consumer, then, who's consuming from that topic. So that's kind of the analogy there. This diagram also shows that the data is replicated across a bunch of nodes. So mm-hmm. it provides for a highly available and resilient sort of architecture. Your data is never lost.
Mm-hmm.
You also have the leader follower. And these are the switches that we manage for you
mm-hmm.
in HD Insight. In addition to this, data is partitioned across all nodes. So this allows for very massively parallel and scalable architecture as you go forth.
So how much do I have to think about this? You said I don't have to think about the hardware. I don't have to think about the compliance and the administration of that. Do I have to think about these or just be aware of them?
You provide these as inputs. Let's say that you want two replicas instead of three. You know, you don't want that much replication in your data center.
Right.
You just give these parameters to Kafka, and we manage all of that for you. Kafka does a lot of it too. We manage things like rack awareness is a feature that is in Kafka. So once you deploy it to the cloud, let's say that you're running it on an IaaS solution, you have to push out some updates to your Kafka cluster.
Right.
You want to make sure that the update domains and the fault domains do not collide. Otherwise, you will have a situation where you push out an update, nodes go down. We do all of that for you. We make sure that your brokers are always alive and they're always receiving data and your service is never down. And I should also add that HD Insight is the only service that offers Storm and Kafka as managed services. And we offer the SLA on the full end-to-end service, not just the underlying VM instances. So now you can enable a full streaming scenario because you have these managed services and data is just streaming in and out.
You know, that's a point that I think people really need to understand, this idea that you are releasing us from thinking about the underlying machine, the physical rack, and those are things that real people out there who are running Kafka on their own think about.
Right. And in addition to this, you know, we have, if you deploy this out on HD Insight, then HD Insight is a service that's built on top of Azure, but you get the security and the compliance benefits of not only Azure, we do a lot of work to make sure that your open source bits are compliant with HIPAA, with PCI, with SOC. So this really enables you to build out an enterprise level production pipeline using open source technologies without the headache of monitoring, compliance, any of that.
That is a nice marriage between you know, the power of open source and the power of a big system like Azure.
And going back to your question regarding Event Hub versus Kafka, as we see, and let me shift to this slide that shows the full ecosystem here.
Oh, okay, this is a great slide.
Right. So it shows, you know, how you can have Kafka with Storm Spark Streaming, and if you even extend this out more, this shows how you can have HBase for your storage layer, and then you can put this out to some real-time visualizations. There's a rich developer ecosystem that has been built around these open source technologies like Storm, Spark Streaming, HBase, Kafka. If you have a problem with any of these technologies that's not one of the managed services problem, you can just go on Stack Overflow, you get your answer back within seconds because these technologies have been out there for a while, people have been deploying them out for a long time. Whereas Event Hubs, you have to call either Microsoft support, you don't get the answer back in instant. So there's a rich developer ecosystem with Spark, you can run Jupyter Notebooks, Zeppelin notebooks, it's all supported by the open source ecosystem.
That's a really interesting point that you're making because when you go out looking for, you know, for community support, you're saying, I'm running, you know, Kafka on HD Insight on Azure, but you're running Kafka. It's real. It's the real thing. It's not, you know.
We are fully 100% open source. We are built on top of the Hortonworks data platform. So we take the bits from them, we validate them, we make sure that they are compliant, and then we do no modifications to your open source. And for example, for things like Storm, there we did a lot of work to make sure we offer, HD Insight offers both Windows and Linux, and we have a rich customer base that is using .NET on Storm. We made a lot of work to make those .NET libraries work on Linux, and we did that through a service called an Ambari service. So Ambari is a management, open source management mechanism where you can manage your services.
How do you say that?
Ambari.
Ambari.
Yes. And we deploy that out as an Ambari service.
Okay.
So not only do you have the full richness of the open source, we make sure that any services that we deploy are natively integrated with the open source ecosystem.
Interesting. Nice. And I just have to compliment you on this slide here because this really gives you a sense of where it fits into the larger process.
Right.
And I hope that people who are watching might say, well, I'm already using this and this, and I use this. I can see exactly where this new offering fits into my existing.
Right, and like you know, this, like I said, you can use these as Lego blocks to build out your architecture. For Kafka, currently, we're building out a architecture similar to this for one of the leading car manufacturers out in the world, where they're testing this out at IoT scale, at a global scale. And that's where geo-replication comes in. That's where having these cloud services on Azure with HD Insight is very, very important because you need to make sure that your production pipeline is not only working within your own region, but it is also geo-replicated, disaster recovery, availability. These sort of scenarios are taken care of.
I'm imagining that you would require an entire team of people to get all of those features. But
right.
Now it's just, now I can focus on the work and Correct. Not on the administration.
Yeah, and in addition to this, HD Insight, Kafka, and Storm are natively integrated with the Azure Operation Management Suite. Hmm. So what this allows you to do is, if you are, let's say, running this on your own on-prem, you can configure the alerts and the tools that you want for, let's say your disk is getting full, you want to make sure you get alerted for that.
Sure.
What Operation Management Suite allows you to do is it allows you to do the index logs that you want, even the native JMX metrics from Hadoop. And it allows you to not only monitor them, but it also allows you to take custom script actions against them to say that, hey, you know what, my disk is 80% full. Why don't I just go ahead and add more nodes to it? And that is a feature of HD Insight where you can scale up and down the cluster without having to recreate it. So this allows you for some sort of predictive maintenance because of that. So in addition to the benefits you have for deploying this in the cloud, you can do all of this managing from the single pane of the portal.
Do you want to see if we can maybe do a quick demo?
Yeah. So
this is integrated in the standard Azure portal, right?
This is integrated in the standard Azure portal. We will not see it today. But for the demo, it's a very simple model. We're going to stream in tweets from Twitter.
Alrighty.
We'll line them in Kafka, and then we're going to run Storm on it.
All right.
So we'll start out with the portal. So you log into your portal, and we will click on Azure HD Insight as a service. We'll say we want to deploy a new cluster.
Okay.
And we'll give it a Kafka Azure Friday name. We'll click a subscription. And then we can go to cluster type. And this is where, you know, I was saying we offer both Linux and Windows. And then in the cluster type, you can see we have Hadoop, HBase, Storm, Spark, and then a couple in preview, including Kafka. And we just announced our server and Interactive Hive.
Nice.
You can see we always offer the latest versions of these technologies. Kafka 10 is the latest version that is out in the open source. You can go ahead and configure Active Directory. You can configure all the other sort of administration that you want from within this pane, including the number of nodes and worker nodes that you want. And then once you hit create, within minutes, you have a cluster that is up and running. So I will save the creation for another time, but we'll go through a cluster that I have already created.
Excellent.
So this is the dashboard that you kind of see when you create a Kafka cluster. And you can see how, we'll go to the dashboard.
Yeah, I feel like I already know how to use it.
Because, right,
you know,
yeah.
It looks like Azure.
You can log into the cluster itself from one click.
Okay.
And this is the Amari dashboard that we were talking about.
Oh, wow.
If we click on Kafka, you can see that all of is a four-node cluster. You can see that all of my brokers are alive and running. And the example that we're going to go today is we're just going to filter in on some tweets coming in from Twitter stream.
Okay.
And we're just going to, since it's Azure Friday, but it's also Blue Friday, we're going to filter on Seahawks and Seattle.
All right.
So we just wrote a simple client to do that.
All right.
We can log into the cluster.
Maybe you could Command plus a little bit and make that font a little larger.
How about now?
Okay.
Is that better?
A little bit.
All right. Great. So once we are in the cluster, we're just going to run a few commands. Our brokers were already started. Our Kafka Zookeeper is already started. There is almost no administration that you need to do. I'm just going to cd into the directory. And I already created a topic for publishing these events to.
Okay.
So I'm just going to show that these events are being published to this topic.
So you run your shell script, pass in Zookeeper and your topic.
Yeah, so Zookeeper host is really just pointing to where these Zookeeper are running in.
And this is right now, this is real.
This is real time streaming based on filtering on Seahawks and Seattle. And if now the example I wanted to show is, you know, this really does complete the streaming scenario. So you can land your data in the Kafka, but from here, you can run Storm on top to process the data, which is also within Azure HD Insight. So we deployed a HD Insight Storm cluster within the same VNet, and we are going to run a reader topology that reads this data and then pushes it out to Storm. So this is, again, a Storm cluster that I deployed with a few clicks within the same VNet.
Okay.
And what we can do is we can go straight to the Storm UI. And this is the Ambari on top. But Storm also has its own rich open source UI.
It's nice that you're using those UIs, the ones that people are familiar with.
We offer full support for this. Not only do we use it. And we'll go to the reader topology. So the idea is that Kafka is producing the data out as a spout, mm-hmm. and we're going to read it from the storm topology. We'll go to our bolt, and let's just pick one of the tweets that are coming in from here. So let's say, gonna go watch the Hawks knock Michigan.
Okay.
And let's try and search for that here.
And there it is.
There we have the tweet.
And there it is.
And so, you know, this is a simple demo, but it really does showcase how these things marry together, and you can enable a real-time streaming pipeline where this can then go through either some sort of machine learning, or this data can land straightly into your store where you can run some sort of batch processing on it. This is also very important because now it enables you to have this concept of Lambda architecture in big data. Mm-hmm. So in big data, there's this concept of Lambda architecture, which is when you architect these big data robust solutions, mm-hmm. you want your batch layer and your speed layer. The batch layer is when you run your jobs at night.
Right.
You say that, hey, I'm going to run machine learning and all that on parallel batch processing. Mm-hmm. The speed layer is the real-time solution. And oftentimes, you will have multiple data feeding into your dashboards from both your real-time and your batch processing solutions. So in this case, we already had the rich ecosystem for the batch. Mm-hmm. Now we're adding it for the streaming. And now in a single Power BI dashboard, a Tableau dashboard, you can have both bulk ingestion and event ingestion on HDI.
This is really just scratching the surface of what you can do with this product.
Right.
This is a really fantastic overview of Kafka now in preview.
Right.
So people can check this out.
People can check this out. If you just go to your Azure portal, you should be able to see Kafka and request access for it.
Very cool. Yeah. We're learning all about Kafka and HD Insight here on Azure Friday.